Welcome to the Soulful Summit Podcast, a journey to your higher self. I'm your host, Haley Peel, a life coach and pharmacist, where I will help you elevate your self-care, reclaim your energy, and align with your true north. We will chat about holistic living, adventure, raising your energetic vibration, and how to connect with your higher self. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Empowered Adventurer Podcast. I'm your host, Haley Peel. I'm a pharmacist and a mindset coach. I love outdoor adventure and my dog Fitzroy. 8 years ago, I walked into the Grand Canyon for a 42-mile through hike, and 28 hours later, emerged with swollen, blistered feet, a broken spirit, and a fear of living adventurously. Ultimately, this experience woke me up and inspired me to run an Ironman, climb to 18,000 feet in the Himalayas, and return to the 42-mile Grand Canyon rim-to-rim-to-rim hike. This show is about how difficult outdoor experiences build inner strength and mindfulness to live a life with purpose and adventure. It's also about finding a balance between stretching ourselves and being content and grateful each day. Every week, I will share adventures, insights, and tips to empower you to step into your own adventure-inspired life. I'll bring on guests to share their stories of adventure and inner strength. I started this show because I'm passionate about cultivating grit, growth, and gratitude. But I also need a community to encourage that growth, a lifeline to lean on when things get tough, something to remind me that I'm not alone and to help me rise again. I hope you learn something, laugh a little, and are empowered to step into your best adventure-inspired life. Let's get started. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Empowered Adventurer Podcast. If you like the show so far, make sure you subscribe, share it with a friend, rate it, and leave a review. If you DM me on Instagram with a screenshot of the review, I will enter you to win a Starbucks gift card and give you a shout out on an upcoming show. Okay, so before I get to today's episode, I wanted to share a few things. So coming soon is the Empowered Adventurer Podcast community on Circle. This is a space to connect with like-minded, adventurous souls, get trip inspiration, maybe find an adventure travel buddy, and get weekly strategies to cultivate grit, growth, gratitude, and live your best adventurous life. You can sign up with a link in the show notes to get notified when the community is live. Also, I wanted to share, if you are looking for a little extra support around feelings of self-doubt, or maybe you're feeling a little anxious and it's keeping you stuck, I would love to chat with you. I have a few spots open each month for a one-on-one 60-minute free strategy call. I believe we all have the superpower to create what we want in life. Sometimes we just need a coach to help us on our journey. Through a combination of transformational coaching and mindful hiking, I give women specific tools to conquer self-doubt and anxiety. So check out the show notes to get your free strategy call. Okay, so welcome to this mini episode. I am really excited to share ways we can optimize our mind, body, and soul to feel better, to feel good. When we feel good, this sets us up for success. We have better outlook, more motivation, improved mood, we're more creative. So in today's show, I am really excited to talk about what mindful hiking is and why you should do it. Let's get started. Happy New Year, y'all. We are officially in 2022. I know around this time each year, we may reflect on the past year and think about those New Year's resolutions or goals for 2022. I like to align my goals with my values and how I want to be feeling. So I find when I align my goals with my values with how I want to feel, I wake up excited to start the day and I feel more grounded and centered and I just get after it. So one of my core values is health. And by that, I mean my physical health, but also my emotional, mental, and spiritual health. And I want to talk to you today about how hiking mindfully has really helped release stress and anxiety and improve my overall health, mostly my mental health. There was a time back in 2018 where I was going through some life transitions. I was leaving a serious relationship. I moved to a new city and started a brand new job. Now, I didn't move across the country. I moved from Nashville to Chattanooga. And while it wasn't far from home, the combination of grieving the loss of a relationship, the loss of my routine and support system that I loved in Nashville, both from a professional standpoint and a personal standpoint, it was a lot to process all at once. On top of that, our living situation for Fitz and myself was a bit interesting. We were living in a legitimate tiny house for a few weeks. It was 150 square feet. So it was basically a doghouse for Fitz that we were both living in. And my new job had some, I'll say, challenging staff issues that all combined, it caused a lot of shock to my nervous system. So there were several big life changes happening all at once. And I know these are all super normal, common changes that people experience. And you may be like, come on, Haley, like those are not a big deal. So I fully acknowledge there are many more, way more challenging life situations, but my stress response was on fire. And so I will say, I think it's important to realize that whether you are literally being chased by a lion, or you experience stress from an email from your boss or a colleague, it's all the same to your nervous system. So our nervous system cannot tell the difference if we are literally being chased by a lion, if we're in a life-threatening situation, or we get irritated because somebody cut us off in traffic. It's the same response and shock to the nervous system. So being in Chattanooga, the cool thing, one of the many cool things I'll say, is that you have really easy access to the outdoors. So I could put in a long day at the hospital and still get up to Lookout or Signal Mountain for a quick hike with Fitz. I started doing these short, slow hikes a few times a week, and I noticed that as soon as I hit the trails, my anxiety began to lift. It literally felt like a weight was being pulled off my chest. I wasn't hiking for the fastest time or the longest distance or going on the hardest route. I was just hiking for my mental and emotional health, very slowly and intentionally. And even 15 to 30 minutes in nature and being outside has this effect. Now, I have made many mistakes with regards to hiking, especially in the footwear department. I talk all about that in episode 0 in the trailer about through hiking the Grand Canyon and how my poor choice of footwear led to looking like my feet were just beaten and it was very challenging. So you can listen to episode 0 to hear all about that. But even aside from that, I know starting to hike can be intimidating and overwhelming. So I created The Ultimate Beginner's Guide to Mindful Hiking. So this guide talks about what mindful hiking is, how it's beneficial, what to wear, what to bring, how to pick a trail, how to incorporate mindfulness while hiking, a day hike checklist, and also some pro tips. So I have a link in today's show notes so you can download and get your free guide. So on today's episode, I want to start by just giving you an idea about what mindful hiking is and why you should do it. And I want to say that you can do mindful hiking whenever you go out for a walk in nature, in a park, or on a trail. You can easily get started without having a ton of gear or a lot of preparation. But in the guide, I want to give you all of the resources to go out in nature, more remote locations, and begin to build your skill set in going on those challenging hikes if you want. And so I want to tell you about the benefits of doing the slow, easy walks in nature, but also the more challenging hikes in nature. I love combining both. And for me, I practice both because the easy, slow hikes help me feel grounded and release stress and anxiety, but the more challenging hikes stretch me mentally, physically, emotionally, and help build that grit and mental resiliency. So, what is mindful hiking? So mindful hiking, by my definition, is it's a portal to mental clarity and mental freedom. It's setting an intention and being consciously aware of your body and your breath while walking in nature. It's a way to feel grounded, connected, and aligned with your intuition or internal compass. It's a way to release stress and anxiety and cultivate your inner strength. It's a process of being truly present and more aware, both within and outside yourself. So, what are the benefits of mindful hiking? How will this help me? So, there are 5 main reasons why you should go on a mindful hike. The first one is your body. There are so many physical benefits of hiking, and I want to list just a few for you. The first one is it improves your blood pressure and blood sugar levels. It increases your bone density. It strengthens your core and your leg muscles. It improves your balance, lowers your risk of heart disease, and you burn a ton of calories, especially hiking with a pack on your back uphill. The second reason to do mindful hiking is that it helps your mental and emotional health. So hiking and being in nature, it boosts your mood, it reduces stress, and it can lower the risk of depression. It calms the brain linked to mental illness and reduces the mind's tendency towards negative thought patterns. It even reduces overthinking. The third reason is mindfulness. So hiking helps bring you to the present moment. For me, I found the more difficult the hike, the easier it is for me to drop into the present moment. This is why I continue going back to through hiking the Grand Canyon. All of those trivial and not so trivial worries just fall to the wayside. I'm fully dropped in and engaged into what is happening before me, and I'm continually checking in with my body. And I will say, even on these slow hikes, you can still practice mindfulness and drop in. Doesn't have to be the hard Grand Canyon hikes. Number 4 is confidence. Hiking cultivates confidence. You learn you are so much more capable than you think. You believe and build trust within yourself. The 5th reason is resiliency and grit. Hiking and outdoor challenges helps you get comfortable being uncomfortable. When you challenge yourself in the outdoors, this translates into every area of your life. Suddenly, everyday challenges seem less challenging. You can reflect and reference back to the time when you pushed yourself through that hard climb and reached your summit. When you're learning new things, and maybe they're not going the way you want, you can reflect back and know you've accomplished harder situations. You remember you are learning, you remember to have patience with yourself, and you're okay with not getting it right the first time. You have grace with yourself, you learn from what didn't go well, and you make adjustments. You keep on keeping on. So I want to recap really quickly the 5 main reasons why you should go on a mindful hike. The first one is all the physical benefits of hiking. Number 2 is mental and emotional health. It boosts your mood, reduces stress. Number 3 is mindfulness. It helps cultivate awareness and brings you to the present moment. Number 4 is confidence. You believe and build trust within yourself. And number 5 is that it builds resiliency and grit. Alrighty, that wraps up today's episode. In future mini episodes, I will share more about how to practice mindfulness while hiking. But if you can't wait, go ahead and download my free guide in today's show notes, The Ultimate Beginner's Guide to Mindful Hiking, to check it out. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you soon. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I want you to know that I'm here to support you. So if there's a question you have or a way I can support you, please feel free to DM me on Instagram at Haley's Comments 310, or connect with me at Haley's Comments.org. I'll be dropping episodes each week, and I'm excited to hear from you. I'll talk to you soon. As a busy woman in the corporate world, I experience success in the traditional sense. A good job, a house, friends and family, my dog Fitzroy. I had a lot to be grateful for. Yet something still felt off. I felt like I was just going through the motions without any real sense of purpose or fulfillment. I struggled to find work-life balance. I felt like I was always on the go, juggling multiple responsibilities. I had lost touch with who I really am and what truly makes me happy. I was living on autopilot. What do you do if you feel overwhelmed and exhausted all the time, like you're constantly running on empty? What do you do if you can't seem to switch off and just relax? Even when you do have downtime, your mind is still racing with work and family worries. If you feel this way, you're not alone, and this is completely normal. It's why I designed a quiz to help busy, successful career women in their 30s and 40s who feel their life force is being drained prioritize their self-care and reclaim their energy by knowing their unique self-care style. When you finish the quiz, you get your tailor-made results sent directly to your inbox. Just click the link in the podcast show notes to take your free quiz to find out what is your unique self-care style.